Richmond is a city with a rich culture and a long history. Last year, we were able to uncover more parts of the city's history, telling the stories behind it and reflecting on how history helps pave the way forward. From Japanese Canadians' contribution to Richmond, to the first superstore in the city founded by a Chinese Canadian entrepreneur, to a haunted house owned by a British captain, below are the top history stories we've selected for 2023. 1. From then to now, how Japanese Canadians contributed to Richmond over 100 years. The Japanese Canadian community contributed $20,000 to the expansion of Lord Byng Elementary, which was completed in 1930. City of Richmond Archives Photo 1978-1-10. Those Japanese Canadians who returned to Richmond kept up a wall of silence about what happened and instead just continued to contribute to the community as they had before they were interned by their own government. Following Kelvin Higa's memory and an exhibit at the City Hall, the story reviewed the key contributions Japanese Canadians have made to Richmond over the past more than 100 years and their perseverance and resistance. 2. Former councillor to recreate Richmond's first superstore, in his house. The Hong Wo store was a place for people to shop and connect with others in the community. The woman in the middle is the second-generation store owner, Jessie Lam. City of Richmond Archives Photograph 1987-22-179. Hong Wo was a two-story general store in Steveston and the city's first superstore, that served as a critical part of Richmondites' everyday life from 1895 to 1971. Founded and run by Chinese-Canadian entrepreneur Ling Lam and his family, the store offered delivery and pickup services more than 100 years ago and was a place people met and had conversations. Former councillor Harold Steves is recreating it in his basement with some of the original items sold in the store. 3. Did you know Richmond had a haunted house? Photos of Sir Edward Walter's house donated by Arnold Jones to the City of Richmond Archives. City of Richmond Archives photo. Many years ago, a hunting lodge stood completely isolated on the mudflats of Lulu Island. Its owner, Sir Edward Walter, had taken it upon himself in the 1870s to build a residence in the area now known as No. 3 Road and Westminster Highway. Residents felt insecure and apprehensive as they lived with mysterious footsteps echoing through the stairwells and loud clanging through the walls, and some claimed to have seen an unnamed man wearing a derby hat who would watch those who slept in the south bedroom. 4. Discover Richmond's hidden island under Knight Street Bridge. Mitchell Island was originally an agricultural region and was believed to be zoned as industrial since the first zoning bylaws back in the 1950s. City of Richmond Archives Photo 1988-10-665. Many people probably don't know that Mitchell Island, an island that lies between Vancouver and Richmond under the Knight Street Bridge, is part of Richmond, nor have they visited it. The only entry to the island is from Knight Street. Once you get off the bridge, you enter an industrial zone with sand factories, steel companies and auto wreckers lining the dusty roads where trucks come and go, blocking the river view. The article explored how Mitchell Island was named and turned into the industrial zone we see today. 5. Where historians start. Richmond archivist amplifies importance of newspapers. City archivist Dovel Bouie shows old news copies. Maria Rontanen. Newspapers in the archives are used by a wide variety of people, from community and environmental groups, to local businesses, the city, property researchers, teachers and students, artists and family historians. The Richmond News recently donated bound copies of its archived newspapers to the City of Richmond Archives as the paper moves to a digital-only news delivery. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.